Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. This is David Akers, Taney County Board of Equalization. Is this a good time?
It is.
Okay. We have BOE number 303 and 305 in front of us. There's two different properties, both in Branson Canyon. Look to be very similar valuations on the property. Did you all just appeal the classification, or was it also the value?
Just the classification.
Okay. Did you receive notices of 100% commercial? Is that what's driving this?
Correct.
Okay. And Kelly, do you and Paul live in Taney County or outside of Taney County?
We live in Springfield, so we're in Greene County.
Okay. Are these two properties at Branson Canyon the only two properties that you own?
Outside of our home in Springfield, yes.
But they're the only two you own in Taney County. That's really what I was asking, I guess.
Oh, yes, correct. Just these two.
Okay. Let me tell you what we've done in the past, and when we made the decision on nightly rentals, that how we're doing them in this county, if you don't already know. And that is, what we've been doing is, if you have one property that you put into a nightly rental pool, we've been allowing people to do a 25% commercial, 75% residential on the first one, but any property after that is 100% commercial, and we let you pick which property you want to have this 25-75 classification. The reasoning behind that is, we understand that people use properties as vacation homes and other things, or for family. But once you get more than one, we deem it to be a commercial enterprise, and that's kind of how we made that decision. If you have any evidence or anything you'd like to say, please do. But that's what we've been doing with these properties.
No, that's also what I've heard. Our understanding was there was no way to change it without actually submitting the appeal and having a hearing.
So, correct.
We agree with that. I mean, I think the state needs to pass something, but that is just the reason for the appeal. Our understanding was that it wasn't automatic, that we actually did have to file the paperwork in order to get at least one of them changed.
Okay. And it looks like that BOE 305, which is the 166 Streamside Drive, is slightly more valuable. Is that the one you want to elect to be the mixed use?
You got it.
Okay. As to BOE 305, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. As to BOE 303, I would make a motion that we deny a change in classification.
Second.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, you'll get a decision letter from the county, probably fairly quickly on these, but we appreciate you owning in Taney County, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, it looks like the next one was Tim's anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, how many do you have today?
Four.
Okay. I show on our first page here, we got BOE, we got two with Everett Investments.
That's right.
One with Easy Realty, and then what's the other one?
Richard and Shannon Vestal.
They already...
Gary Nelson came in.
Oh, Gary Nelson came in on that. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's done.
They granted them.
And that was, they were 100% residential. That's what got granted on Vestal.
Okay.
Because they bought it just recently and haven't done anything with it yet.
Yeah.
Okay. As to Everett Investments, is there anything different about this one, or do they own more than these two properties? Or?
Jason and Sarah Everett own these two houses. They're both on Table Rock. They use both of them as a nightly rental during the spring, summer, and fall. Though in the winter, the Everetts, who live in just north, they live near Conway, Arkansas, okay. they do come up with their boys. They've got seven boys, so they come up and...
Okay, Tim, before you walked in, I wanted to let you know we did extend the 75-25 to people that also live in Taney County.
Okay.
If they have, so we did make a motion to do that.
Good.
And so it, we will give one. I assume that the one they want is the mixed use would be BOE number 296, which is slightly more valuable?
Yes.
Okay. As to BOE 296, I would make a motion to classify as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. As to BOE 348, also with Everett Investments, I would make a motion we deny change in classification.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Tim, I am assuming that if there was any value or discrimination appeal on those, that those are withdrawn, or did you want a ruling on those? I don't know what they appealed. I just want to make sure before we let you walk out of here on those.
I didn't see it either. I never saw the form that got sent in.
Okay, that would be on Everett?
Yep.
Just need to make sure we have a ruling on it in the event somebody wants to appeal. I'm faster than you guys, except mine's not downloading. Can you pull up the appeal sheet, just so I know?
Well, they checked. You're right. They checked all three. They checked.
Okay.
Value, discrimination.
Okay. Do you have any argument as to value?
I think with Susan's newly reduced value, which I'm not sure what it is, what the newly reduced value is, but I think the newly reduced values were pretty
substantial.
Yeah.
They're like 25-30% down.
So if we can go, make sure we go with Susan's newly reduced values, which to me seem pretty good.
Okay, as to the value, are these withdrawn on those two? Or
yes.
Okay, and then as and discrimination, you'd like a ruling?
We'll withdraw on the discrimination as well.
Okay. All right, just wanted to make sure before we moved on to the next one. Okay, but as to BOE 296 and 348, it's my understanding that both value and discrimination claims are withdrawn.
Yes.
Okay. Now on to BOE 304.
Yeah. Philip and Kirby Davis, they live in Arkansas, and they have just one property in Taney County, which is a nightly rental on Table Rock. And they're asking for the 75-25 split would be great.
Any evidence to the contrary?
Is this Easy Realty?
Yes.
Correct.
But it's owned by Philip Davis is the person who actually owns it.
I have them down with only one.
Okay, and do we know if, you know, I've got the box sitting in front of me, and do we know what they appealed?
All three.
Okay. Tim, as to value and discrimination, is there any... Are those withdrawn if we change the classification?
Yes, please.
Okay. As to BOE 304, the claims of value and discrimination have been withdrawn. I would make a motion that we change the classification of mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. All right, Tim. Anything else?
I do have one of the very first cases I handled was with Janet, J-A-N-N-E-T, Given, G-I-V-A-N. She lives out of state, but she owns two houses in Taney County, only one of which she uses as a nightly rental.
Okay.
And the one that she doesn't use as a nightly rental, just her kids live there, and it's already classed 100% residential, so that one wasn't appealed. But the one she does use as a nightly rental, the board treated it as 100% commercial. So on her one nightly rental in Branson, she didn't get the 75-25.
Okay.
Break.
But she has a residence elsewhere, right?
That's right. She has a residence in
right.
Out of state.
I mean, I think our motion was... directed at...
What's your first name?
Given. Well, the last name is Given. Okay.
Her first name is Janet, J-A-N-N-E-T.
She has a residence outside of Taney County. She has a residence in Taney County, and she has a nightly rental.
Yep. Right.
So that would be the same as the Louisiana case.
Well, I think the Louisiana person said they were actually had a residence here, or they were living here, but I may be wrong.
Is that what you just said, though?
She has
a residence, but she doesn't live there.
The residence that's in Taney County, her kids live in it.
Okay.
But
so
she kept the title.
Right.
For herself.
It's not a nightly rental.
It's a long term. Doesn't count, so.
Okay.
Do we know which residence her kids live in?
No, but that one was not appealed. So
okay.
So the only one that she appealed is her house that's on Table Rock that she does use as a nightly.
Okay. Do you know what BOE number that is, Tim? I mean, we can go back and find it. We're going to have to do it with somebody else, too. But if we're going to have a motion, we'll have to do that. I'm sorry? 160?
About one that's in the past, right?
Correct.
Yes.
We made it.
That's right. It was I think maybe on our very first day.
I think it was.
Yeah, on the 6th of July, BOE number
160. So is that 266 friend or 276 friend?
This is the... the 1730 Oakmont Hills...
That's probably her address.
Sorry for not having the paperwork on, but I didn't.
No, we just made that decision this morning, so we understand.
266. I don't know which one it is. I know they're close and either right next to each other or they're in the same neighborhood.
Right, they're both. 10th Street, 266 and 276.
Oh, yeah, the 266 was the one that got appealed.
Okay, yes.
Okay, based on the representations of counsel regarding BOE 160, do we have a motion?
Motion to classify as mixed use, 25%.
It would be a motion to amend our previous decision, I believe.
Yes.
To reclassify this as mixed use. Okay. So to restate the motion, it's a motion to amend our previous decision and reclassify BOE 160 as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential. Is that correct?
Correct.
And second.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Aye. We have at least one more from that date. I don't think you were representing them. We have to go back as well. So.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate all your work.
lots of fun.
So I say we're going to see you.
No.
I've got two.
I've
come in on 2 days next week.
Okay.
Next year we just need to plan a whole day with your family. Let's call it good.